Oh, hi, Marie.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Yes, ma'am. We got some of it, but we haven't put it to the court yet. We haven't got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think maybe Monday or Tuesday things would be good, or what do you think, what's your thoughts?
Because he gets paid Saturday, but I know we won't have anything less than that. I don't want it to go up.
Yeah, I have it at the 129 now too. I have the corporate rate applied for you, and then the extra 30 days on the billing, assuming mm-hmm. that we get it taken care of before August 7th.
Before August 7th? Okay, mm-hmm. Hold on. Can I look at my calendar real quick? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, yes, it'll be before the 7th. So it gets paid on the 30th, so I'll try to save what we have left. I'm so glad you did the 130. I completely forgot about that. I was trying to say 150, but that makes it
yeah.
better.
I put that in the notes here. Yeah, so we're going to honor that for you. So, okay, so I will follow up with you on the 30th, and I'm sure we'll get it squared away then. How are you feeling with the baby and all? Everything's good still?
Yes, everything's good. Thank you for asking. It's
like a pain in my back, a lot of pain.
Oh, no. Maybe you're going to have back labor, huh? Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. I had asked because I went to the doctor's last week.
Yeah.
I asked if it was in my back, but she looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, no, you know what? I think I had back mm-hmm. labor with one of them because when I was in labor, I had to stay walking the whole time. If I laid down, it hurt so bad. So I had
mm-hmm.
to stay. Yeah, as long as I stayed walking, it was manageable. And he was like the other way, like the head side up, you know how like
yeah,
when a baby comes out the head.
Is.
Oh, wow. So you know what? That's probably what you're having because that was my only one I had like that, the back labor, but he was flipped the wrong way. And they said
mm-hmm.
it's like an extra like precaution at birth when they come with their head out like that. But the doctors, they're really good. They know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, because I feel my back hurts like bad, and it's hard for me to sleep at night, and I've never felt my pain. I mean, my back hurts this bad. And
oh,
it
wow.
hurts. So I'm like,
when
is he
do
my back?
when is he due again?
Oh, he's due in November.
So
wow. What is that? What's back labor? Like,
it's,
he just stays right there?
I don't think it bleeds. It was just that I had pain in my back rather than like
yeah.
the normal contractions. I mean, it's still painful, but it's just not
it
in
is.
The stomach area. It's in the back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, God, my back hurts so bad. And my front, it just looks like I don't even look pregnant anymore. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, he's towards the back. He's not even.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I don't like it because I just look like I'm fat and I'm pregnant.
Have you ever seen those videos on YouTube? They're actually kind of funny where they go in and they move the baby around. They'll give like the mother like some type of sedative so it will like relax the stomach muscles. And then they just go in there and you can see they're just like gently pushing on the stomach, but they're actually moving the baby. Like that's usually for a breech. If the head is up and the bottom is down, they can go
yeah.
in there and they can move the baby.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You should look it up on YouTube. It's pretty freaky. It's amazing what
Ooh.
They do.
Oh, okay. I like that. But yeah, that's not a feeling right now. It's just factory.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then it's so hard when you're pregnant, too, because you can't really take anything for it. You just have to bear with it, you know?
Yes. I was like to my husband. I was like, I hate it because I just could take it. And I go, so since I have to take it, I'm going to whine about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so bad.
And then
yeah,
the heat doesn't help either, right?
No.
yeah, the heat. I remember that was the worst thing about being pregnant for me is they say that when you're pregnant, you're 10 degrees hotter than everybody else. So if you're having a pregnancy in the summer, it makes it even worse, you know? So,
oh, that sucks. Yeah. Like, cause now, right now, cause, my kids' birthdays are like in May, July, and August. So we're just like, we're busy trying to get everything. And I'm like, I can't rest. And then we got to be out and about to celebrate the birthdays. And I'm like, I'm just not liking this.
No, I don't blame you.
My son's like, because we have plans for tomorrow to take him out. And my son's like, I feel bad for you, Mom. I'm like, why? He goes, because you're in pain and you can't do nothing.
Aw, he's sweet. Like, how old is he?
He's 10. He just turned 10.
Wow.
Yeah, he's Mama's boy. He's, he has ADHD and he's, mild autistic.
And he's very
really attached to me. Yeah, real attached to me. Like, he needs to come check on me. He needs to know I'm okay. He's real attached to me. So he's so attached to me right now. Yeah. He wants me to be jumping with him when we go tomorrow. I'm like, I can't. My lady's like, you can't jump. You can't even jump. I'm like, no, my love.
No, just try to keep some shade and plenty of fluids while you're out there, you know?
Yeah, but that's about it going on right now. But yeah, I have the baby in November.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you then on the 30th and I'll get the next update. I was just looking, the 30th falls on a Saturday, so we're closed on Saturday and Sunday, so I'll call you on Monday, which is August 1st, okay?
Okay, and I promise you, I'm trying to get it before the 7th, I promise.
Yeah, if you have it sooner, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you on the 1st, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.